ジャパニーズポット101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはマンボ、こんにちはニューヨーク。
Newbie Lesson Season 3, Lesson 15, Nihongo Dojo, Making Connections in Japanese.
Naomi desu.
Rebecca here.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa, Rebecca-san. O genki desu ka?
Hai, genki desu yo. Kaze wa? How's your cold?
I think it's getting better. I think.
I hope so. What are we going to do in today's lesson?
We are going to learn about adjective conjunction, such as yasukute oishii, cheap and tasty.
So joining adjectives.
Hi.
Right, okay. And we'll be describing people's personalities with these adjectives, I think, as well.
そうですね。
So who's in today's conversation?
今日は有名な歌手、コルダ・クルミさんとファブリツィオさんとフユカさん、3人が話しています。
And where are they?
I think they're still at...道後温泉 in 松山。
Right, and we'll be hearing polite Japanese.
そうですね。
ああ、面白い。ファブリツィオさんは本当に明るくて楽しい人ですね。
くるみさんも頭が良くて面白いです。
今夜、松山に泊まりますか？
いえ、高松です。ふゆかさんの家に泊まります。小さくて古い家ですが、くるみさんも来ますか？
ちょっと、いえいえ、明日私は仕事があります。でも高松のうどんは安くて美味しいですよね。大好きです。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
あー、面白い。ファブリツィオさんは本当に明るくて楽しい人ですね。
くるみさんも頭が良くて面白いです。
今夜松山に泊まりますか？
いえ、高松です。ふゆかさんのうちに泊まります。小さくて古いうちですが、くるみさんも来ますか？
ちょっと、いえいえ、明日私は仕事があります。でも高松のうどんは安くて美味しいですよね。大好きです。
今度は英語が入ります。
ああ、面白い。ファブリツィオさんは本当に明るくて楽しい人ですね。
You're interesting. Fabrizio, you're a really bright and fun person.
くるみさんも頭が良くて面白いです。
You're also smart and funny.
今夜、松山に泊まりますか？
Tonight, are you staying in Matsuyama?
いえ、高松です。ふゆかさんの家に泊まります。
No, I'm staying in Takamatsu. I'm staying at Fuyuka-san's house.
小さくて古い家ですが、くるみさんも来ますか？
It's a small and old house, but are you coming over too?
ちょっと！
Wait a minute!
いえいえ、明日私は仕事があります。
No, no. Tomorrow I have work.
でも、高松のうどんは安くて美味しいですよね。大好きです。
But the udon in Takamatsu is cheap and delicious, isn't it? I love it.
So, what did you think of today's conversation?
ファブリツィオさんはユニークで面白い人ですよね。とてもストレートな人だと思います。
Yeah, so you think Fabrizio is a unique and interesting person?And ストレート, you mean he's very direct.
そうです。
He says what he's thinking.
そうですね。Because he said, 小さくて古いうちですが、 for Fuyuka's house.
It's not his house. He's being rude about his friend's house. Yeah, yeah. And he just went ahead and invited Kurumi-san to stay there, and it's not even his house.
So desu ne. That's very unusual.
Yeah, yeah. Very direct.
Kurumi-san mo kimasu ka? Are you coming with us?
ちょっと失礼ですね. It's a bit rude.
ちょっとね. I like him though.
Let's look at today's vocab. The first item is
面白い.
Funny, interesting, or amusing. It's an I adjective.
おもしろい. 面白い.
Next.
本当に.
Really? Truly? This is an adverb.
ほんとうに. 本当に.
Next item.
明るい.
Cheerful, bright. It's an I adjective.
あかるい. 明るい.
Next.
泊まります.
To stay. To stay overnight or to stay somewhere. Must form.
泊まります. 泊まります.
Next.
古い.
Old. Not a person, but a thing being old. This is an I adjective.
古い. 古い.
Next.
仕事.
Job. Work. Occupation.
仕事. 仕事.
Last item.
うち.
House. Home.
うち. うち.
The first items of vocab that we're going to focus on today are
うち or 家,
meaning home or house. Naomi-sensei, can you explain a bit about the difference between uchi and ie, or is there a difference?
Some people say that uchi is similar to English home, and ie is similar to house. Right. But to me, they're same.
新しい家を建てます. 新しいうちを建てます. You can say either I'm building a new ie or a new uchi. So they're interchangeable.
Yeah, as far as I'm aware.
Okay, so you can say either uchi ni kaerimasu or ie ni kaerimasu.
So desu ne, I'm going home. Uchi e kaerimasu, uchi ni kaerimasu. A new house would be atarashii uchi, atarashii ie. Both are fine to me.
Okay. Well, the next item of vocab is the word tomarimasu, meaning to stay somewhere. Like you stay at a hotel or something.
So desu ne, hotelu. に, 泊まります.
And this word, 泊まります, is always preceded by the particle に.
So desu ne, if you're talking about the place, yes.
So the sentence from today's dialogue was,
Fuyuka-san no uchi ni 泊まります.
I'm going to stay at Fuyuka-san's place. So Naomi-sensei, can you teach us how to say, where will you stay? How to turn this into a question.
Okay. どこに泊まりますか?
So, doko meaning where, with the particle ni, and then tomarimasu, the verb, and ka, which is a question marker.
So desu.
And today's grammar point is how to join I adjectives together.
Hai, so desu.
And our target grammar sentence is
Fabrizio-san wa akarukute tanoshii hito desu ne.
Fabrizio is a cheerful and fun person.
Or if you're talking to Fabrizio, that would be
Fabrizio, you are a cheerful and fun person.
So desu ne.
Okay, so in this sentence, we can see that two adjectives are being combined here. Akarui and tanoshii.
So desu.
And akarui comes first, and it's changed from akarui to akarukute. You take off the last I and you add a kute.
If you want to say fun and cheerful.
So if you want to switch the order.
Tanoshii. くて, 明るい人です. There is one thing you have to be careful of, which is you can't connect adjectives with と.
That's right. You can use と for linking nouns, like an apple and a banana would be リンゴとバナナ. But you can't join two adjectives with と. You have to use the て conjunction.
そうです. For example, うどんは安くて美味しいです. But you can't say うどんは安いと美味しいです.
Hmm.
That sounds very, very strange.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So if you'd like to practice some more of these te forms of i adjectives, there's a list of them in the PDF, and we'll be doing some more on them in the coming weeks, won't we? I think we're also going to look at how to make na adjectives into their conjunctive form as well. It's fairly similar, but today we're just looking at the i adjectives. So we're going to look at one final sentence to practice this conjunction of i adjectives. From today's conversation, what was the sentence where Fabrizio was really rude about Fuyuka-san's house?
古くて小さい家です。
It's a small, old house. Sorry, it's an old, small house. 古くて小さいですね。
So when you speak English, you have a certain rule for adjective order. But we don't care which adjective comes first.
You said 古くて小さい。
Or 小さくて古い。
Right.
Fine.
Okay. So practice linking e adjectives before next week and we'll go over it again.
はい。
See you next time.
じゃあまた。
ああ、面白い。ファブリツィオさんは本当に明るくて楽しい人ですね。
くるみさんも頭が良くて面白いです。
今夜、松山に泊まりますか？
いえ、高松です。冬香さんの家に泊まります。小さくて古い家ですが、くるみさんも来ますか？
ちょっと、いえいえ、明日私は仕事があります。でも、高松のうどんは安くて美味しいですよね。大好きです。